Hello and welcome to the TGO Minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. Just a 3-minute podcast into the world of hillwalking and backpacking and outdoorsy stuff. Today we're going to talk about maps and how maps are put together. Now this is, maps are on my mind because I've just for this second finished an article for the next issue of the Great Outdoors magazine, the April issue, which should be out in about 4 weeks, I'd say. Partly based on a trip to Ordnance Survey headquarters in Southampton that I did at the end of last year. It was a fascinating day, and I was taken around each of the departments just to really see how maps are put together. Now, the end maps that we see are the Explorer and Land Ranger maps that we know and love, are based on information that is derived from lots of different areas. Now, rural areas, of which Ordnance Survey considers to be about 85% of the country, are surveyed mainly by two planes that fly out of East Midlands Airport and also satellite imagery, plus sometimes the surveys go out to those areas as well, but mainly surveyors stay in urban areas, plotting new roads, new builds, that kind of thing. So part of the information comes from these high-resolution images that are sent from the plane, partly by satellites, but the information also comes in from different areas. So, for example, Sustrans, the cycle network, will send in new routes. The Ramblers will kind of send in new rights of way, that kind of thing. Government agencies, local government, all these kind of guys. All this information is collated, and then it goes to cartography, which are the guys who draw the maps themselves and make those changes. When I visited cartography, the guy was actually plotting a wind farm, which was fairly depressing, just outside of Leeds. But it just goes at the painstaking detail that goes into it. So that from this information, their job is really to simplify and make legible all the changes in our natural habitats, so we can follow it. Once these changes are made to the maps, it's then updated on average quarterly online, and then when the next reprint of the map comes out, we'll see those changes. So it could be the addition of a wind farm, or actually he pointed out a place where a wind farm had actually been taken down and the turbines used for scrap. But it's also made me realise just the sheer amount of information that you can find just by looking at a map. One of the things that I mentioned in the article is the story that these maps can tell, or even the questions that they pose. Often the words that are in kind of different scripts just offer a clue to what's been there for thousands of years. Anyway, fascinating look, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks.